Hello.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm returning your call for customer service. How may I help you?
With what customer service are you?
We are a third-party call center. They're very different products.
Okay. Well, I noticed this morning your telephone number was given on my credit card with a charge of $56 and some odd cents, and I haven't placed any order that charge should be on my credit card. So can you help me with that?
Yes, ma'am. I can be able to assist you with that. But first, can I please have your zip code so I can be able to look at your account for you?
All right. I've got my zip code is 27834.
Okay. 27834. Is that correct,
yes,
ma'am?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I please have your first and last name?
Susanna, S-U-Z-A-N-N-A-H. Last name Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
414 Shamrock Way, Greenville, North Carolina.
Okay, is that going to be for the space heater?
Yes, but the space heater itself was supposed to be free. The invoice that I have here on my computer I saved, and I was paying for shipping of $9.97, but the Heat Pro was supposed to be free.
Yes, ma'am. And how is the space heater working for you?
Well, I haven't received it.
Yes, ma'am. What I can do for you, I can go ahead and cancel your account for you. Would that be okay?
Well, as long as you refund the $9.97 shipping.
Okay. You're
my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. You're not going to be able to. Go ahead.
That's already paid. The $56 charge is still pending, so I want to catch it before you process it for the final payment.
Okay, you're not going to be able to get your $9.97 back to your account because that was the shipping and handling charge that you had to pay for the space heater.
Well, I know, but it looks to me like you're charging $56 for the space heater, which was supposed to come free. Now, I've got a copy of my invoice right here, so I don't know how to handle this, but if I'm getting the space heater free, that's fine. I'll take it. But if you're going to process the charge for $56 on my credit card, that's not going to work.
Okay. You had like 3 days to respond to your trial, and by you not canceling your trial within the trial period, you
ma'am,
will end up.
I haven't had a trial. The product's not here.
Yes, ma'am. It's already been shipped out, so you should be receiving it by tomorrow or by next week.
I still haven't gotten an email confirmation, which I was supposed to. I think this is a scam. Now, I don't know if you're a scam or not, but when I've got an invoice showing $0 price on the X Heat Pro and a shipping price of $9.97, and it clearly says zero for the X Heat Pro, then I'm not going to pay for shipping on something that's going to ship at a price of $56 when I agreed to a price of zero. So how can we handle this?
Yes, ma'am. Now, you're not going to be able to get your refund back to your account. Now, you have to be able to give us a call back with your bank or your credit card company for you to get your refund back.
I might just call my credit card company and let them handle it. If not them, I think the Attorney General in North Carolina can handle it because this is fraudulent. This is not an appropriate way of doing business.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for
you. Do you have a supervisor I can speak to before I take those steps?
Okay. What I can do for you, I can go ahead and cancel your account for you. Just give me one moment, okay?
Is that going to generate a refund on my credit card?
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely.
Okay. Now she says most definitely. she will cancel it and she will refund the shipping. First she said it was already shipped and I had 3 days to let them know that I wasn't satisfied. You just told me it hadn't shipped. It was in the process of shipping, so she's changed the story a couple of times. And she could cancel the order, but the $9.97 shipping would not be refunded. Now she says, yes, she'll even refund it.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your cancellation and confirmation number?
All right. Ready?
Yes, ma'am. It's CS and Charlie.
All right.
897.
Okay.
694.
So that C is in Charlie, 897-694. That's my cancellation.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. That's going to be your cancellation confirmation number. And you will receive your refund back to your account of $56.95 within 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Now, I also want that $9.97 shipping refunded.
Okay. You're not going to be able to get your refund for the $9.97 since it's already been shipped out to you. And you should receive it by next week, by next week sometime. I do apologize.
So when the product gets here, you're saying it's going to be that X Pro and I'm not going to pay for it.
You already paid the shipping and handling for it.
Right.
So therefore, you can be able to keep it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I hope that this is a true product and not some sorry mess that is being shipped out, because I have no confidence in any of this. So thank you for your help. I appreciate it. And you have a good day.
Okay, you do the same. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay.